Hamechaneis mois. Somebody's collecting money. Makes a collection of money. Like the Krav Neda says, Koines mat mat pruto acha pruto lishikli. He puts away in a bank, like he has a piggy bank, he puts away pruto after pruto. The Yomer, and he says, Hare elu lishikli. All the money that I'm putting away now in this box should be for the masa shekel that eventually I'll give. And it ended up that he put in there more money than you need for machsa shekel. Is what's the halacha with the extra money that was put in there? Is beishama yomrim moisara nedava. The extra money you put in there, more than a nedava, more than the need for the machsa shekel, becomes into a nedava. You can't keep it for yourself. You have to give it for the base to make this apply to nedava. And he says beishama svaris the savri hegdish betoyis shmei hegdish. Your baby betoyis, even though you thought you're putting the money in the box only for the purpose of machsa shekel, but in the mice you put there two times the machsa shekel, so even though it's put there betoyis, that's beishama shita. That hegdish betoyis is still shmei hegdish. So since you put it there with the intentions to give it to the hegdish for the machsa shekel, you have to give it for nedova. Even though you can't give more than a machsa shekel for the machsa shekel, but the extra money goes for nedova. The nedova means a present. Usually there's a special kupa, a special box where you put the money. Nedova means that at the time when there was no kabbonis being brought on the mizbeach, so it was not nice to let the mizbeach be empty, they used to take the money from the kupa of nedova and buy kabbonis and bring it at that time. Hey, the kahanim would bring kabbonis, even though there's no Yisrael in bringing it, just for the fact that the mizbeach should not be empty. So that was taken from the kupa of nedova. Here also, this extra money you had goes to that kupa for the nedova. Beis Hillel says no, that my sarun chulin. The extra money is chulin. Now, as you, of course, like the Krav Neda says, shlein eschavein ze elaad kedei shikloi. The money you kept on putting away was only you had an intention to use for the machsa shekel. So once you reach that much for machsa shekel, the extra money, like you had no intentions to make a hegdish, so it's chulin. Take it home and do what you want with it. What about Sha'ovi Mehem Shikli? A person says like this, Sha'ovi, that means that I will set aside money, but for the purpose Sha'ovi Mehem Shikli, that I will bring from this money for the Machzis HaShekel. Here they're both Moida, that leftover money is Chulin. Because it's as if you said specifically, you're beferish, that you said im echnes yosim shekel ovim mihem shekel v'yamoisi yechulin. As if you said beferish that the money I have now should go only for the machsa shekel. So you're saying beferish, if I have leftover money, I want it to go for myself. Therefore, leftover money pshita you could use for yourself. Even Meisham is murdered to this. The Sha'avi means, like I'm only saying at the beginning, I'm only making hegdish what I need for my shekel. So even though there's more money there than a machsa shekel, but you said clearly, I'm only making hegdish what I need for the machsa shekel. So they are both amoida that the extra money is chulin. What about elo lechatosi? Somebody was collecting money, put away money in a pushka, in order to be able to buy a korban chatos. Is shavin shamoisin adova? Here even Beis Hillel is moida that the leftover money, in other words, you put away $200, you kept on collecting dollar after dollar, you finally got your $200 and you went to buy a korban chatos, and it only cost $150. What do you do with the extra $50? So the Mishnah says, Shovin, here Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both moida that the extra $50 goes in the dova. You have to give it to the Beis Hamikdash, and it's put into the coop of the special basket that you buy these korbanos when the Mizbeach is empty. So the Mishnah will soon explain why is Beis Hillel moida that by a chatis the extra money is for nedova. Mashaken by a shekel, in the ratio of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel says that the leftover money is chulin. What's the difference? We'll soon see in the Mishnah. What about Sha'ovim Mehen Chatosi? Somebody has money and it says at the beginning, I want to bring from this money a korban chatis. Is Sha'ovim Shamaisa chulin? They're both moida that the leftover money is chulin. Because he said at the beginning clearly, you only want to take out from this money for a korban chatis. So you only mark the share what you need for the korban. The leftover is chulin. And the korban says, Eilu lechatosi. Yeah. You Amar Reb Shimon now, Ma ben shkolim lechatis. What's the difference between the ratio of the Mishnah that by shkolim, Beit Hillel says, the leftover money is chulin. If you put away pruta after pruta, penny after penny, to collect up, to give money for machzor shekel, we say if you put there more than the machzor shekel, the leftover money you take home is chulin. Mashenka, when you go to buy a korban chatis, you put in penny after penny, and then add it up to $200, and you only need 150, the extra 50 is linadova. It's not chulin. You have to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Is why does Beis Hillel hold that the chatis, the leftover money, is nedava, whereas the shkolim, the leftover money, is chulin? What's the difference? So Amar Rebbe Shimon, ma ben shkolim lechatis. Elo, the Torah says like this, shel shkolim yesh lem kitzvah. Shkolim has an exact amount how much you have to give. You can't give more, you can't give less. You have to give a machzor shekel. So therefore we say, when you're collecting the money, putting a pruta after pruta, and when you put every pruta there, you're saying, I want this to be for the machzor shekel, Beis Hillel says, you only have in mind up until the machzor shekel. Anything more you put, is chulin. Ma'ashenken olachates ein lo kitzvah. When you go put money away in your bank, to save up to buy a korban chatis, there's no kitzvah, there's no exact amount how much the chatis should be worth. Lamash, you could find the behemoth worth $100, worth $200, worth $300. So therefore the svara is every penny you put into your pushkom to collect, to get the money for the chatis, is has kedushas chatis on it now. Is even though at the end you only buy a small behemoth worth $150, and you collected $300, we say all the extra $50 still goes in the davar. Because since there's not a kitzvah, so when you put the money into the pishka, you have in mind, you want this money to go to chatis. It's not like a kotzev. After $100, there's no more korban chatis. No, a korban chatis could be value as much as you want. So any money you put in, l'shem korban chatis, has a shem kedusha on it, and therefore you have to give the leftover money for an adava. That's Reb Shimon Svara. Reb Yehuda argues and says, Af lishkolim ein lehem kitzvah? No, the machzor shekel also does not have an exact amount. Like we'll soon see, there's a din that the bezdin could be moisif on the machzor shekel. At certain times, when the bezdin sees that they need more money for the Beis HaMikdash, they're allowed to say everybody has to give more than a machzor shekel. You can give even twice as much. What was the maisa? That kisha'olu yisro min agayla. When Klai Yisro went up by Ezra, they went to build the second bayis. Is how you shoiklin darkoinis. They used to give everybody this coin, this golden coin, the darkoinis, which was twice as much as a machzor shekel. That's what everybody used to give. His bezdin was the masak, and then they're going up now to build the Beis HaMikdash. They need a lot of money now. Everybody has to give more than stam a machzor shekel. You have to give this big coin, this golden coin, the darkoinis. So you see, there's times that you give a lot, you give a golden coin. That's the way the Korban Eder learns that darkoinis means matbeya shel zov, a golden coin. Mimodai, it wasn't in Modai. Vishavya Sela Umachsa. It was earth mamasha Sela Machsa, that's three times as much as a Machsa Shekel. A Machsa Shekel is a half of a Sela. Here it was worth a Sela Machsa. Shazo Itzrichen Harbor Lavoida Sabayis, Vishikli Harbor. Since they're going now first to build the Beis HaMikdash, they need a lot of money, so they were Bezmos Machayim, everybody to give a large sum. Everybody had to give this golden coin, this Darkoinis. Chosrun, Lady Years, the Mishnah says, Chosrun Nishkos Loim. Later years, they didn't take three times as much. They only took twice as much. They took a seller. A seller sholem is two machzor shekel. Chazu, later years, times got better. They didn't need so much money. Lishkol tvoyim. They took only a chatzi, a machzor shekel. Tvoyim refers to that chatzi seller. That is a machzor shekel. That was the normal time. Big shul lishkol dinrin. Later years, even they didn't need that much money. Even they wanted even take a half of a machzor shekel. Lishkol dinrin. Dinrin, he says, is a revius of a seller. That's a quarter of a seller. That's a half of a machzor shekel. Well, like kibnu, and that they did not accept. That you can't do. You're not allowed to give less than a machzor shekel. Like he says, like kibnu mehem the korban eidom, the reshoyin lohosif al shekel diraisa. Bezdin has the right to be mechayev everybody to give more than a machzor shekel. Kefi hatzarech, how much is needed at that time? For loy livches bimenu, but you're not allowed to collect less than a machzor shekel. Even though you don't need the money, you have to take at least a machzor shekel. So that's the view this time. You see the different times in history that there are different chiyuvim to give. Sometimes it was three machzor shekels, sometimes two, sometimes only one. But Rabbi Shimon answered back, very good. Afal pikein, even though you're right that certain times there are different chiyuvim of the yad kulam shava, whatever year you're at, whatever bezin was mechayev to give, everybody has to give the exact same amount. Like that first year when they went up from with Ezra, everybody had to give three machzor shekel or darkoinis. So a korban is still called a kitzvah. So maybe you know now my chiv is to give a darkoinis. So now I'm putting the money into the bank to collect, to be able to pay the matzah shekel, the silver svar is, I'm only putting in with das to use it for the matzah shekel. Any leftover money, I want to use for myself. I don't have das to put it in there stam for the matzah shekel, because I know exactly how much I have to give. Avochatis mashenka, when you're collecting money now, you're putting away penny for penny to collect, to have money to buy a carbon. Chatis, is there maybe b'selam, is there maybe b'shtayim, is there maybe b'sholish? There's no exact amount, how big, how fat the carbon has to be. Some people buy $100, some buy two, some people buy three. So therefore we say, even though at the end you only spent $200, and you collected $300, we say all those $300 is going for the chatis, and the leftover money, you have to give it a dover. That's the chilek. By a shkolim, there's the exact amount, how much you have to give, so more than that belongs to you still. Chatis is no exact amount, so as much as you pay, we say, is going for the nedava, for the carbon. So the Gemara, Hamachnis, the Mishnah says you're collecting your money, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Loza, my pligin, where is the, which case is there a machlokes in the Mishnah between b'shem and b'tilu? My pligin means ki pligi. When do they argue? The machnis prutroit, when you put together penny after penny, you're collecting one pruta, another pruta. Then Beishamai says the leftover money is nedava, and Beisil says leftover money is chulin. Avo biyomer enu lishikli. Somebody takes out of his pocket a bunch of money, and he says this money now should be for my machzah shekel. Kol alma means everybody maybe agrees shamaisarim nedava, that leftover money now goes for nedava. Hey, since you took out one big bunch of money, and you said clearly, this money should be for my shekel, here he owes every, even by Tillah's moida, that the leftover money goes to Nedava. It's like you are makdashit. And he can't give two machzah shekel if the chiyuv that year is only to give one machzah shekel, so the leftover money goes to Nedava. That's the way Rabbi Yossi learns. Marad Chiya, Varav Deva, Bishem Rabbi Loza, they learn no. My pligin, like ki pligi, when is there a machlekes in the mishnah between Beisham and Beisilum? But machnes putrut, only in a case where you're putting in penny by penny, collecting up. Then Beisilu says the leftover money belongs to you. Avo biyoymer elo lishikli, but if somebody takes out of his pocket a bunch of money and says on this money at one shot, this money should be for a machsa shekel, kuliyal no moidi shiamoisorin chulin. Here, Rabbi Chi holds that even Beishamai would be moida. The leftover money is chulin, is not l'nedova, is l'chulin. Why? Because you're taking out this money, and you're saying clearly, this is the money should be for the machzah shekel. Now, if you do, if the chiv is to give this year one machzah shekel, you can't give two. That's the pasuk, ha'osher l'yarbi, you can't give more. So as if you're saying clearly right now, that whatever's here, so the amount for the machzah shekel is the machzah shekel. The leftover money belongs to me. Like he's Thomas Hakim explains it here. Hey, sir, we ain't can't toy it. There's no mistake here. Sheyochalemaboshegdish b'toy is saying, even the embiodal harbors, you can't give more than you're supposed to. So if you're taking it out of one shot, what you meant to say is that as much as here is worth of shmachsa shekel, that's for the machsa shekel. The rest of the money, though, still belongs to me. That's Reb Bibi Svara. So the kid says, the machlokes, Reb Yossi and Reb Biboy, what's the lochon, where you take out a bunch of money from your pocket, and you say, Harei Eilu L'Shikli, this money should be for the Machsa Shekel, and it comes out that there's twice as much money here. But Rabbi Yossi says, leftover money is L'Nedova, according to everybody. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, according to everybody, it's Chulin. Is Omer Rabbi Chiyas, Rabbi Chiyas says, Masnitzin Mesaila Rabbeva. The Chura Mishnah is a riot to the second Sat Rabbeva. That what is life's money of Chulin? The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Shimon explains, Ma Ben Shkolum L'Chatis. What's the difference in our Mishnah between by the first case of the Shkolim that we say Beis Hillel says the leftover money is Chulin, belongs to you, and Lechates by the Korban Lechates we say the leftover money is L'Nedova. So Shimon is Maz Ve'ela Sha'ashkolim Yeshlam Kitzvah. By Shkolim there's the exact amount how much you have to give. So if you collected penny after penny more than that, we say the leftover money is Chulin, belongs to you. That's Beis Hillel Svara. It's as if you explained yourself to say I'm only collecting how much I need, and more than I have belongs to myself. When you're collecting money for the korban chatis, ain't lo kitzvah. There's no amount to say that's it and not more. If you wanted to, you could have bought a bigger animal. So as much money as you're putting in, can say the goes for the chatis. Now, ma'anan kaminan. What are we talking about? What's the case that Reb Shimon is going on? If you're going like on the second case of the Mishnah, where a person says, I'm going to take money now to bring my machzor shekel, is you said, Kulei Alma Moida, everybody is Moida, Shemaisar and Chulin. That's what our Mishnah says. Shavi Miyam Shikli, Shavin Shemaisar Chulin. And who then Shavi Miyam Chatosi? If you say this money right now is set aside just to buy the Korban Chatis, so the leftover money, Pshita, is Chulin, the Mishnah says. So Rav Shimon can be talking about in that case. In Biyomer, if the case is Shavi Miyam Chatosi, is the same case. I want to bring a korban chatz from this money. Is kulun yama moedis shal moedis chulun? That's what it says in our Mishnah. Everybody's moed in that case. Leftover money is chulun. So where's Rav Shimon explaining himself that there's a difference between shekel and chatz? Eli, you have to say ela kain anu kaimon. This is the case we were talking about. The oimer enu l'shikli. Look, you're taking out a bunch of money from your pocket and you're saying this money right now should be for the master shekel. Is shkolim ayideisha kitzvosan minatora meisaron chulin? By the shkolim, since there's the exact amount, how much you have to pay, there Reb Shimon has been explaining himself that according to that meisaron chulin, that leftover money goes chulin. Now the Havim Minir is Reb Shimon is not only explaining Beis Hillel, but Reb Shimon is saying this goes according to everybody. Hence the Havim Minir is Reb Shimon is not saying the pshat in the reisha of the Mishnah, but Reb Shimon is saying there's a case that everybody is moida, the money goes to chulin. So according to Rav Weber, it's very good. In the case where you stand, take out a bunch of money from your pocket, and you say on this money should be for the machzor shekel, Rav Weber says everybody holds the leftover money there is chulin. So he learns that's what Rav Shimon is saying also. Rav Shimon is saying it's such a case where you take out a bunch of money, and you say on this money, this should be for the shkolim, since there's a cutoff of exactly how much you have to give, the leftover money is chulin according to everybody. Mashenke in chatis, if you take out money from your pocket, and you say this money should be for the korban chatis, ayidei shein kitzvosa min atayra, since there's no exact amount how much you could give min atayra, you could buy as much as you want, as big an animal as you want. Here we say mutar nedava, the leftover money is in nedava. So here, if this is the pshat of Shimon in the Mishnah, it's right to a beva's case that there's a case that everybody is maskim when you take the money out of your pocket that the leftover money for shkolim is chulin, and that's what Rebbeva learns. So for that Gemara, Mayavod Le Rabbi Yosi, B'Shem Rabbi Loza. But what does Rabbi Yosi do? Rabbi Yosi says in this case, where you take out money from your pocket and you say this money should be for Shkolim. So Rabbi Yosi says, even if there's leftover money, everybody holds it goes in the Dover. Hey, since you take out this whole bunch of money at one shot and you say on this money should be for Shkolim, Rabbi Yosi's swear is, you mean to be Makdish all the money, and the leftover money you mean to give for the Teres Dover. So that's where Rabbi Yosi learns Pshat. So how does Rav Shimon now Mishnah? Where does Rav Shimon say that everybody's moida, the money is chulin? You don't have the case. There's never a difference between shkolim and chatis. If you stam say the money that I will bring out for the chatis, then we say it's moisa chulin, just like by shkolim. If you say the opposite way, it's always in the dava. So where do you have the case that the difference between shkolim, that leftover money is chulin, and the chatas leftover money is nedava? Where do you have the chilek? And if the Gemara posalor, he's going to have to answer the mechanes prutrois that Rabbi Shimon means to be mazba the reish of our Mishnah. Not that you're taking out exact amount of money, a whole bunch of money, but you're starting out to collect penny after penny. You're putting into the bank now penny after penny. Uke Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Shimon is only explaining Beis Hillel svara that Beis Hillel says in the reish of the Mishnah. When you start to collect your money, penny after penny, we say if you have leftover more than the machzor shekel, the leftover money is chulin according to Beis Hillel. Still he holds that by chatis, when you put in penny after penny to collect the money for chatis, the leftover money is nedava. So that one was Shvet Reb Shimon. According to Beis Hillel, what's the difference between shkolim and chatis? On that, Reb Shimon said that since shkolim has a kitzvah, when you start to collect penny after penny, we say you only meant to be makdish exactly what you need for a machzor shekel. The leftover not. Mashenkin in this last case, where you take out a one sum, you take out from your pocket a bunch of money, and you say on all this money together, this money should be for the machzor shekel, then your Yosi svar is, all that money remains for the for the hegdish. So what you need for the machzor shekel goes for the machzor shekel, and the leftover money is in the dover. So that's the way your Yosi will learn Pshat and Yavshim. Uka Beis Hillel, and he's only explained according to Beis Hillel. So the Mara of Taninon, we learned in the Mishnah later. Our Mishnah later says that Moiser Shkolim Chulun. There's nothing in the Mishnah later that says about leftover. It says leftover of an Asira Sefer. It says leftover of a few things. And it says clearly there that the leftover money from Shkolim is Chulin. So go to Kashan Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says anytime you take a bunch of money and you say on this money should be for the Masa Shekel, the leftover money is Lunadava. So of course the Mishnah letter that says not like that, the Mishnah letter says clearly that there is a Kol Ponim cases that when you put money away for the Machsa Shekel and you have more, the leftover money is Chulin. Of course not like Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara, Pasalah, Pashid, Bimachanes, Prutroit, Ukebe Filu. But the next Mishnah also goes like our first Mishnah, the first case. Where not that you're taking out of one shot a bunch of money, but you're rather starting out now to collect penny by penny. So every penny you put into the pushka, you're saying, this money should be for the Machsa Shekel. There we say clearly, all you mean to say is, you're collecting enough to have the Machsa Shekel. And like a Shimon Svara, since we know exactly how much you have to give, when you hit that, that's it. The rest of the money put in there is still chulin. So that's true on the next Mishnah. That when you start to collect penny by penny, after you hit the Machsa Shekel sign, the rest of it is yours. Mashenki and Rabbi Yossi holds, if you take out a one shot a bunch of money, and you say on this money should be for the Machsa Shekel, then his moedah, the leftover money, is l'nedava. And that's not what the next Mishnah is talking about. Gemara, skip the parentheses here. Hamafarish a shikloi. Somebody was mafresh money for a shekel. Yeah, v'sova shuchayiv. He thought that he was chayiv to give a machsa shekel. So he set aside the machsa shekel and set a reizu le machsa shekel. V'nimsa shen chayiv. And it comes out later, he found out he's potter. Maybe somebody else already paid for him. It comes out he's potter from the machsa shekel. Halacha is like kiddush. In such a case of hegdish betoyis, the hegdish is not chal at all. Halacha, according to Beis Hillel, hegdish betoyis is not chal. You thought you were mechuyiv. It came out to your potter. The money belongs to you. What about hamafresh nayim? You set aside two machsa shekel. V'sava shuchayim shnayim. For some reason, you thought that you have a chiyuv to give two machsa shekel. Maybe you thought you have to give for your wife also. You thought you have to give two. It comes out, la locha, whatever the case was, that you only had a chiyuv to give one machsa shekel. And the maisa, you were makdish two machsa shekel. So Gemara says, oisai hasheni. What do we do with the second coin? The second machsa shekel that you said, a rezu machsa shekel, what do you do with it? Mayovidle. So Gemara, nishamina min ador. We'll learn out the locha from another case. There's a case like this. Hifrish chatosai. Somebody set aside an animal for a korban chatis. Says he knew he was mechuyav the korban chatis, and he set aside this animal. He set a reizu hegdish lechatosi. V'sava shuchayiv. He thought he was mechuyav the korban chatis. V'nimtza shenachayiv. And later on, he found out that pi alocha he doesn't have to bring a korban chatis. So what's the locha with that korban? Is like kitcher. It's called hegdish betoyis. You're only makdish it because you thought you were mechuyav. Now that it comes out, you're potter. It's hegdish betoyis. You didn't mean it. It's not chulin. The behemoth is not hegdish at all. Hey, what about Hifrishtayim? The Sova Shuchayim Shtayim. The person thought like he did two different Averis. He thought he had the Chiyuv to bring two Karbonas, two Korban Chatas. V'nimtza Shenechayiv Alachas. And later on we found out Lalocha, he's only Chayiv one Korban Chatas. Is Oysa Shniya Ma'at Ovidlo? What do you do with the second animal that he was already Makdus Hashem Korban Chatas? El Roya is a Svarab Shuta. It has Kedusha on it. The about one of these two for sure is a Korban Chatas. So when you have one that's a Vadeh Korban, the other one also has Kedusha on it. And you can't use it right now. You have to let it pasture out in the fields until it gets a mum. And when it gets a mum, then you'll be poydur it. So you see, since one is Kaddish, the other one is also Kaddish. I'll tell you, Hochinami, the same thing by our case here. That what? Elul and Adavah. That since you set aside these two coins for the two Machsa Shekel, and it comes out one you are Chayiv, so since you're Chayiv one and we don't know which one of the two, both of them have a Din Kedusha on it. And it says, Elu and Adova. That's Mashma, both of them go for the Adova. So the Gemara says, no. V'koa, heich oimer ato Elu. Like here, you can't say Elu, you can't say the word both of them go for the Adova, because it's not true, only one goes for the Adova. Because you have a chiyuv to give one machsa shekel. So one coin goes for the machsa shekel. Just the second coin goes for the Adova. Say Nechlami, the second coin goes for the Adova. Rabbi Yehuda Weimers. Now Mishnah says what? Rabbi Yehuda says that not at all times do you have to give a machsa shekel. Depends. Certain times, Mishas Ezra went up to first build the Beis Hamikdash to buy a sheni. They needed a lot of money. They had a chiyuv to give then, or the akreinis to give a golden coin worth three machsa shekel. So Mora says, the akreinis is dinuin. The akreinis, that's a golden coin. That's how much Ezra was mechayiv everybody to give. Chosru lishko sloyim. Then later, next year, a few years later, they were only mechayiv them to give a selah. So the Gemara Kishmoyin. Selah means what it means. That's two shkolim, two machta shekla to sell. Chosru lishkol tvoyim means palgas loyim. Later on, they were only mechayev them to give the exact amount of a machta shekel, a half of a seller. Dikshu lishko dinurin karton, then later on they want to give even less than that, even a quarter of a seller, which is a half of a machta shekel. V'loi kiblu alayim, and bezdim was not makabu, that's no good, you can't do that. Min hoda, because it's a pasuk like this. The pasuk in Nehemiah says, v'hemadnu oleinu, mitzvois losais should be oleinu, shlishis ha-shekel bashonim. There was a time when Ezra was mechayev to give three machsa shekels throughout the year. So that's the most. But according to me, see, it's possible to have a chiyah to give a darkonus, this coin, a golden coin, which was worth three machsa shekel. To give less than that, we're not bringing a pasuk. That's what the Torah says. The Torah says, "Ha'asher lo yarve v'yadal lo yimut v'machsa shekel." You can't give less than a machsa shekel. But we have a pasuk in Nehemiah that's mashma. If Bezdim wants to, they can be mechayev everybody to give more. But it has to be one schum for everybody. As this year we need money, everybody has to give this darkonus, which is worth three machsa shekel. Rav Chilkiyah b'shem Rav Acha. Sometimes it comes out you have to give three times the machsa shekel throughout the year. And mikan from here also, we're not matrich, we don't tell the bezin to work more than three times a year. Like here, collecting the money, three times a year is the most. Like we had before, that they make the truma from the lishcha three times, on Pesach, on Shavuos, and on Sukkos. Omer Rav Yavin, Mikan legimul soin. Like we'll see later, when they make the truma, when they take the buckets and they go into this big lishcha where they're collecting all the money, they take out three soin. That's how much of a shkolim they take out. So it's a remez from this pasuk. The meaning of shlishis hashekel. It's a three. Mikan leshalosh kupas. They also collect with three different baskets. Mikan legimul afroshes. They also do it at three different times. So it's an asmachta from this pasuk. There's a shlishis hashekel. When you're holding by a shekel, the meaning of three. That they took three baskets. And each one was weighed three soyim, and they did it at three different times of the year. Ksiv the pasuk says in Shemois, "Ze yitnu kol oiver al pkudim." This is what everybody has to pay the machta shekel. Is Reb Yehuda of Reb Nechemia machlokes? Chadoma lefi shechotu b'machta sayoyin yitnu machta shekel. That Klal Yisrael did the chet ha'egel. They made a mistake. That Moshe came. They thought Moshe was supposed to come. That b'shor sheis that chatzoyis sayoyin, and they didn't come. So they did the chet ha'egel. So since they made a mistake, they did the chet about chatzoyis hayoyim, that's what, and the machsa shekel is the kapora. The pasuk says, lechapra nashosechem, since this is a kapora for the chet regal, we give a machsa shekel. The chadama one says, lefi shechoto b'shei shois, b'yoyim. They made a mistake on the sixth hour of the day. 6 hours of the day, that's when they made the mistake. So, yitnu machsa shekel, diyovet shishar gamsin. A machta shekel is made out of six gamsin. That was a coin. Like it says, Sheimat Veya, Shoisi Bimei Moshe. That was like the quarter that was going out at Moshe's time. And a machta shekel was six of them. So what do we have to give a machta shekel for? To mechaper on the chet that Klai Yisrael did on the sixth hour of the day. The Chatzai Sayyim, right away when they saw Moshe was not coming down, Saru Maru, they made fast with Eagle. They started to make at least. We have Yeshua Bey Reb Nechemia. The shame of Yechonim and Zakai, the fi shavu al aseret hadibros. When they did the chet hegel, they were able to avoid the zara. They were able to aseret hadibros. Is ye yonaisin kol echad v'yechad asara geira? Or machsa shekel is 10 geira. L'malal kinegia the aseret hadibros. Rabbi Brachia, Rabbi Levi, b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the fi shemachru b'chayrish arachol. Because the brothers, the shvatim, sold Yosef the esrim kesef with 20 kesef. Is yir kolechad v'yechad poydes b'noi b'chor b'yesrim kesef. That's why the locha pidyon aben we give esrim kesef, we give five mashkolim, which is 20 kesef. It's kineged the mechirus yosef. That's every pidyon b'chor. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Levi lefi shemachru b'chor b'sharachu b'yesrim kesef. They sold yosef for 20 kesef. V'noflu l'chol echad v'yechad mehem tiva. Now, Binyamin wasn't included there, so they only had 10 of them. So 10 of them divided by 20 is each one has 2 kesef, which is mehem tiva, which is a tiva is shnei dinrim, which is a chatzi seller. Lefikach yekolecha v'yecha noichen shikloi teva. That's what they need to give a machsa shekel. If you divide it up between the 10 of them, each one...
So that's how we have the din of a machzah shekel to be mechaper for the mechiras yosef. Mishnah says.